This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
The food companies get rich selling people all these toxins, and then the drug companies get rich treating the diseases.
The Health Ranger Report.
And then everybody throws their hands up in the air that we can't afford health care. Yeah, because you're eating death.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
Welcome to the Trump.news podcast. Everybody's freaking out now because Donald Trump is apparently doing a deal with the Democrats over DACA and not building a wall. So all of a sudden, people on the right are totally freaking out. Ann Coulter is like, everybody wants Trump impeached now, maybe including her. I don't know. What, didn't she write E Pluribus Awesome, the book about Trump? In any case, the right is freaking out that Trump did a deal with Pelosi and the Democrats. Now, I'm laughing my ass off on this. Why? Because conservatives, well, rhinos, right? Republicans in name only, rhinos refused to work with Trump, refused to do anything with Trump, wouldn't repeal Obamacare even when they ran on it and promised to repeal it time after time. Didn't they pass like 20 something bills to repeal Obamacare when Obama was the president? And now they're not interested anymore. Like, nothing gets passed by the Republicans because they don't want to give Donald Trump credit for anything. They want to make sure that Donald Trump comes out a loser no matter what. That's the Republicans. That's his own party. So, of course, Donald Trump is sending a very powerful message with all this. He's saying, hey, Republicans, if you won't work with me, I'll work with the Democrats. And guess what? He just did. So now, I think this is just a warning to the Republicans. I don't think that Trump wants to deal with the Democrats on lots of things, but he's happy to do it now to send a warning shot over the bow. If you don't work with me, if we don't get something done as Republicans, he's saying, I'll go to the Democrats and we'll get something done as Democrats. Because you got to remember, Donald Trump has no party loyalty to the Republicans. He's not a loyalist. He's not an insider, thank goodness. I mean, that's why he won, because people don't want corrupt Republican insiders. People don't want the Paul Ryans of the world. You know, people don't want a bunch of do-nothing senators who are just useless to this country, doing nothing, getting nothing done. The voters wanted at least three things. They were build a wall, drain the swamp, and lock her up. Right? It's just three simple things. Build a wall, drain the swamp, lock her up. Of course, we're talking about Hillary Clinton in that case. If none of those three things get done or look like they're going to get done, Trump will just say, you know what? I'll form my own party. He might literally walk away from the Republican Party and form the Trump Party or the Independent Party or something else. Who knows? But my point is, the Republicans have proven themselves, I mean, those in Congress, to be useless. Absolutely useless. Mitch McConnell, useless. Said, oh yeah, we're gonna repeal Obamacare. First thing we get going right after the inauguration. We're gonna work on that. And then what happens? Nothing. They do nothing. You know, on these points, Sean Hannity is right. Congress is doing nothing. Useless. Absolutely useless, except for the so-called Freedom Caucus in the House is useful, but they're outnumbered, so they can't seem to get anything through, because the establishment doesn't want Trump to win on anything. So this is what it has come to, folks. You can stay up to date on all this by reading my website, trump.news, and I'm just laughing so hard. I got to tell you, the only reason I voted for Trump was to make sure Hillary didn't get into the White House. That's basically it. Everything else, as far as I'm concerned, Trump has already achieved his goal. He's already achieved his purpose. He's in the White House, which means Hillary isn't. That's a victory. I almost, doesn't even matter what Trump does from this point forward. Hillary's not in the White House and her career is over. She was the worst political mafia criminal. I mean, the number of people killed on the order of the Clintons is unbelievable. Dozens of people have been assassinated because of the Clintons. I'm not going to go into the whole history of Hillary Clinton and how corrupt she is and Bill Clinton and all that. The point is, keeping her out of the White House was the single most important victory. And also, getting Neil Gorsuch on the Supreme Court was huge. Maybe another Supreme Court justice will go that way. Because we were about to lose the Supreme Court, folks. And that means we would have all lost our Second Amendment rights. They would have criminalized gun ownership by private citizens. They would have taken away your First Amendment, your Second Amendment, your Fourth Amendment, your Fifth Amendment, everything. America would have been over if Hillary won. So just keeping Hillary out of the White House, as far as I'm concerned, that's victory. In some ways, it almost didn't matter who won as long as they beat Hillary. So Trump is in there. He's up against the deep state. The establishment won't let Trump get anything done that he wants to get done. Trump wants to cut taxes for corporations so they can create more jobs. You know, Trump wants to build a wall. Trump wants to have reasonable limits on illegal immigration. He's not anti-immigrant. He's anti-illegal immigration. Trump is trying to get things done. Nobody in Washington is allowing him to do it. So he's just like, you know what? Screw this. I'll go work with the Democrats for a while until you rhinos wake up and grow up and decide that you want to actually work for the American people. And if that day never comes, I don't care. It's fine with me. Fine with me. Maybe Trump will work with Nancy Pelosi and legalize medical marijuana nationwide. That would be something good. You know, give the finger to Jeff Sessions on that and just, you know, help the veterans legalize cannabis medicine. That would be great. That would make, you know how popular that would make President Trump? I actually mentioned that months ago, almost a year ago. I said he should just legalize medical marijuana nationwide. Super popular. And it's good medicine, by the way. I'm not saying recreational marijuana nationwide, but medicinal marijuana nationwide. There are a number of things that he could do, that he could work on, you know, with the Democrats, such as the medical marijuana issue, or what about labeling GMOs? You know, what about outlawing toxic herbicides like glyphosate? You know how popular that would be on the left? You know, Trump could do a lot of things with the Democrats that would make him super popular, and oh man, it would piss off the Republicans and their corrupt, all their ties with Monsanto and DuPont. I hope Trump does piss off those establishment Republicans. I hope he does. And I hope they all lose their elections too, because they're useless. Absolutely useless. Now, I'm not going to vote for Democrats because they're corrupt and dishonest too, but the Republicans are totally useless at the same time. So who do you even vote for in the coming election? I have a rule of thumb on that, by the way. It's very simple. Vote for whoever the media doesn't want to win. So whatever candidate the media is promoting, vote against them. That's it. It's very simple. Vote against the media's choice, because the mainstream media is dishonest and hates America and all that. So anyway, we'll get through all this. Don't have a fit out there. Trump hasn't betrayed his voter base. He's just playing a little game here, a little wake-up call to the Republicans. And if the Republicans are going to be useless, pathetic bureaucrats and lawmakers who can't do anything because they're so damn weak and afraid of the media, then Trump doesn't need them. He'll go work with the other party. Now, a final thought in all of this. I think that you know, this country's headed for collapse, right? Financial collapse, political collapse, social collapse, and so on. So Trump may be the last president of this country as we know it today. I've publicly predicted that many times. It's hard to make more of a mess of anything. It's so bad right now. You know, $20 trillion in debt. Culture has been corrupted. The education system is a total joke. You know, people are totally brainwashed. The media lies about everything. This country's headed for a collapse. I like to say, let's focus on how we rebuild a better society after the collapse takes place. You know, that's where we should make sure we have medical freedom and food freedom and health freedom. You know, we should make sure we have a new constitution that guarantees the right to say no to medical interventions that you don't want, that guarantees the right to have access to natural medicine without it being criminalized. You know, these kinds of things. So that's really where we should focus. You know, whatever Trump does in the next few years, it's almost irrelevant, because the United States of America, as we see it today, won't exist much longer. That's for sure. So you can check out more news at Trump.news or listen to my podcast at HealthRangerReport.com. Thanks for listening.
Learn more at HealthRangerReport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality, so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.